You're listening to EAA Radio, the radio voice of AirVenture.
I guess we get to sit down and talk about airplanes again, huh?
Always a pleasure.
Good.
Always a pleasure. I just wanted, I don't know if you've all had a chance to have a brief glimpse of 1-6 Wright, which I want to say I think is one of the most wonderful films about aviation and a great boost for all of us who enjoy and participate in aviation. So I think it's, and what Brian, the young fellow who put this film together, produced and directed it, has made an extraordinary contribution to EAA. $5 from each of the DVDs that he sells here is going to EAA.
So tell us, everyone wants to know, how was the Blue Angels flight?
I got a ride from a young man in an F-18 yesterday that I'd flown 4 hours from Los Angeles to get here. I arrived at 2:30. At 3:30, I was strapped into an F-18 to get a much-needed rest. What an extraordinary aircraft and what extraordinary pilots that fly them. I had about 6 brief naps. courtesy of gravity, G-force. I haven't seen the tape yet, but I imagine it's quite humbling, I suppose. It is a young man's game, and so impressed by his skill with the airplane and the airplane itself. A fantastic experience.
Well, we saw you take off. What was that like? I mean, it looked great from the ground, but I can't imagine what it was like being strapped in the back seat.
I have had one other experience in a high-performance fighter plane in an F-14. And in that case, about 5 years ago, it's flying out of Edwards Air Force Base on Armed Forces Day, and when the pilot went down the runway and then pulled up at the end, my head went down,
and I didn't come back for about 3 minutes.
Well, that experience prepared me for this one, and I was able to get my head down and hold it there through that part of the acceleration. A fantastic experience.
Top speed, or is that classified?
9.9 Mach.
Really?
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I understand it was out over Lake Michigan?
Over Lake Michigan, yeah.
Good.
Where we didn't bother anybody.
And you got to see AirVenture Oshkosh when you came in. Well, actually, at the speed you were going, I don't think you saw much, did you?
I saw very little. When we came back from our ride, I had about a 45-minute ride. I get to fly for about 20 minutes, which I'd been so wrung out by the experience. But by the time he gave me the stick, all I wanted to do was... I didn't really want to do anything aerobatic. And coming back in was an experience. He did the low pass over the runway and then a brake, and I went bye-bye on the brake and came back on right base. So it was a wonderful experience.
Definitely the e-ticket ride then.
Huh?
Definitely an e-ticket ride.
It was far better than that, I think, yeah.
You know, we just saw the trailer for 1-6 Wright. You had an aircraft or two based there at Van Nuys for a while. What was it like to fly in that kind of environment?
Well, you know, it's one of the busiest general aviation airports in the world. One of my I've had a couple of planes there for years. I've since moved over to Santa Monica Airport to get a better hang. I think we lost this there. Van Nuys is a great airport, great airport, and there's a great aviation community that live and work in and out of Van Nuys, and a lot of history there, a lot of history. And like many general aviation airports, it is threatened by people who don't understand the economics of airports, who don't understand why they're bothered by the noise of airports, and who are not as sympathetic as they might be if they were armed with the knowledge that Brian is able to give to them about aviation in such a film like this. It's not just the romance and the beauty of flight and the spirit of flight, but there's aviation plays a very big role in the economics of the communities in which these airports are, and it's not terribly well understood. So I think that's another very important virtue of this film.
And another important aspect of Young Eagles, of course, to bring the general public out to an airport, give them a positive experience, and so that when they see those airplanes flying.
One of the things that I'm so enthusiastic about Young Eagles, the EAA Young Eagles program, is that we are offering an experience to young people, which I hope will give them an appreciation for and a greater understanding of aviation. If it doesn't offer them an opportunity to themselves participate as a pilot in aviation, at least we have the opportunity to encourage their enthusiasm and to support their interest. They and their parents are future. They are future voters and citizens, and I hope a positive experience with EAA will mean a positive attitude towards general aviation.
We hope so, too.
And we need it.
Yeah. Definitely. You mentioned something earlier today about how being a pilot has sort of changed your persona. I thought that was an interesting perspective on the world.
Well, for a lot of years, I had I had one identity. I was a movie actor. And as much as that, the activities that led to that identity have been fruitful and engaging and challenging, and I have loved that work, I got kind of tired of being a movie actor. Not tired of doing the work, but tired of being that guy, in a way. And at 53 years old, or 52, 53 years old, I decided I wanted to learn to do something else. And I had always had a passion for aviation. When I went to college, right close to here at Ripon College, I took three or four lessons before I ran out of money. It was about $11 an hour for a pilot in an airplane. I couldn't afford it at the time, but happily, when I got back into it, I could afford it. But what I really was looking for from the experience for myself was to engage in something where I had a goal and a challenge and an opportunity to learn something. And I didn't know whether this old brain was going to be capable of it. But I had good teachers, and I worked at it. And I think it's, for me personally, the best thing I ever did. it changed my life. It gave me a another way to see the world and another way for the world to see me. And I'm grateful for both of those realities.
We have a couple of minutes here before the FAA administrator arrives, so let's open up any questions from the floor here about Mr. Ford's experience with aviation. Steve and Judy are in the audience. If you've got a question, raise your hand.
Great. There. Good.
We got one right down front here.
Okay. Sir.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for everything you've done for Young Eagles. I'm the Young Eagle. I'm the Young Eagle coordinator for Slidell, Louisiana, which is just north of New Orleans. We had an event that occurred August 29th. And we've had a lot of people that will come and offer their services to fly with us. But I've known that you have flown many more Young Eagles than many of us in our chapter, which is the Mosquito Quadrant in Slidell. But I would just like to thank you for all the things that you have done for the Young Eagles. And if you ever have an opportunity to come down there, we've had Pat Taylor. He brought in the F-16, the F-15. I was in the Louisiana Guard, so we also had the A-1, which I used to fly from Pat Taylor's group, the Hawker Harrier, and a bunch of other guys flying Cherokees, retired Delta pilot types. But we'd appreciate it if you ever have an opportunity to come down to Louisiana and come fly with us, because I know that everything you've ever done in aviation, from flying out of an airport in New Jersey, when I used to fly in there in a DC-8, I know the airport that you flew in New Jersey, we used to fly over, and that was a one hell of an airport. And I thank you for your flying. I thank you for all that you have contributed to the Young Eagles program. Thank you, sir.
Judy's got one over there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
As much as this sounds like a setup, it's not. I happen to be the chapter president at Slidell, and I'd like to invite you to come to our air show at the beginning of April and help with our Young Eagles. Very seriously, what has happened, we have a tremendous number of kids that have been displaced, who are living with their aunts, uncles, grandmothers. These kids need some stability and some support. If you could help us out, please do. Again, it's chapter 697. You'll find us on the web. Thank you.
I'd love to be able to do that. I'll keep it in mind. Thank you.
I think they're tag teaming in there. Judy had one over here.
Harrison, I have two questions. What's your favorite airplane you've ever flown? And other than your military flights, are you interested in flying aerobatics?
I don't have a favorite airplane. I have the airplanes that I'm lucky enough to own. I love them all. I've rarely flown an airplane that I didn't like. So I can't really say. I mean, people often ask me that question. People often ask me what my favorite film is that I've done, and I have to say, look, I have five kids. I don't have a favorite kid. I don't have a favorite airplane. I don't have a favorite movie. I'm just awfully grateful that I have the opportunity to have kids and airplanes and movies. Not in that order. And as far as acrobatics, I've had I've had an extraordinary opportunity to get really great rides. I had a ride with Mr. Sean D. Tucker. Yeah, baby. That knocked my socks off. And as much as I appreciate what aerobatics are about and the skills that it takes to do that, I'm only really interested for myself in gentlemen's aerobatics. Nice little loops and maybe a roll. And that's about it for me.
Well, you brought up movies. You brought up movies, and we do have to get you out of here to go introduce a movie in a little while. So we've got time for one last question, sir.
Hi, if memory serves me correct, last year when you were speaking here, you had mentioned that you have more airplanes than any human has the right to own, I believe was the quote that you provided.
Okay. Sounds right.
That being said, could you tell me something a little bit about the first aircraft that you own and maybe what the most recent one that you've had the privilege to purchase?
My first airplane was a 182, Cessna 182. Let's hear it for the 182. And I loved it. And then I saw a really pretty 206. I thought, oh, well, maybe I have to have that 206. But the first plane was very good to me, and I was very happy to have it. My latest airplane is a CJ3, and that's an extraordinary experience. It's a very steep learning curve for me to get a jet rating, since I'm coming up on 3,000 hours and 700 or so, 800 in rotorcraft. So, I have fairly limited experience and put off getting my instrument rating until about 2 years, three years ago. I went from the getting my instrument rating when I decided that I had to have a CJ3. I was very happy with my Pilatus PC-12, but it just wasn't getting there quick enough. And I fly myself for work and to get places, so I wanted to get there a little faster. So I had to get my multi-engine rating, which I hadn't gotten at that point, and with a fat 25 hours under my belt, I set off for flight safety to get a rating for a jet. They were amused. And cautious, but they're good at what they did, and I earned my rating, and I'm very proud of that, and I am very happy with my airplane right now. Thank you.
Well, Harrison, we appreciate you coming and spending some time with us, answering a few questions, and sharing the AirVenture Oshkosh experience once again. Think you'll be back next year?
I would love to be back.
All right.
Again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then next year we can talk about Indiana Jones 4, right?
I hope so.
Good.
Thank you.
We'll make a date.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Mr. Harrison Ford, your Young Eagles chairman.